Right, so here I am about to do my very first recording here on, I've got the name of the program, it's Anchor. I'm recording on Anchor, and I feel like I should have some sort of a stab to start with called Michael Hepp FM, but I don't, so it's going to be pretty raw, just testing this out. And I'm in London, you can hear the background traffic, I'm sure, and I thought I would do a walk from a place called Bee Bar through London into Mayfair. So Bee Bar is outside of Buckingham Palace. I was there last night with my wonderful friend Jonathan Raggett, and had the best chicken burger ever. It's called a Son of a Gun. If you're ever near that area, you'll see the Rubens Hotel, next door to the Rubens Hotel, Bee Bar, top of the Rubens Hotel, Hotel 41, the finest hotel in London. Absolutely amazing. Number one on TripAdvisor. That's absolutely superb. So anyway, I'm not telling you about hotels. I'm just going to walk through London and just share with you what I'm seeing, what's going on, and hope that you enjoy it. So on my left-hand side, I have Buckingham Palace. The Queen, I don't know if she's in or not because I'm not around the front yet, but I'll have a little look and let you know if she's actually in. Buckingham Palace is huge. It's one of those places that you don't actually realise how big it is until you start and walk around it. And thinking about that bit of real estate in the middle of London is quite something. There's a place just in front of me called Number One Palace Street, and it's going to be, I think, a super luxury set of apartments. You see so much of this in London now. How anybody can afford to live in London? Well, they actually don't live in London, do they? That's the thing. They just buy stuff and then probably don't even live in it. So it's crazy. But anyway, that's the way of the world. We can't help what's happening with that. How do you stop it? You can't stop it. We just have to find ways to be creative and perhaps get around it. So last night when I was walking along here, I walked past the Royal Gallery. And the Royal Gallery, if you've seen it on the side of Buckingham Palace, beautiful entrance, very, very ornate. I'm walking past it again now, and you can see this beautiful red carpet and these lovely signs hanging down. It's quite glorious. And the thing that kind of really resonated with me, all beautifully lit, all lovely, and probably 6 or 7 homeless people with their sleeping bags and rugs and things just lying outside of the Royal Gallery. And again, I don't know what the answer is to that, but we've got to do something. The way that homelessness in the UK and in London and in the major cities has grown, it is absolutely extraordinary. But anyway, so I'm just arriving now outside of Buckingham Palace. Tourists everywhere. They're changing the guard at Buckingham. No, they're not actually. There's a sign there that says, sorry, no changing of the guard today. So they're not changing the guard at Buckingham Palace. But there are certainly a lot of people. And it's very interesting as you look around. I don't know why I've dropped my voice there. I actually lowered my voice. And I'll tell you why. I lowered my voice because I saw a policeman with an automatic rifle. Why would you actually do that? Why would you drop your voice because you see a policeman with an automatic rifle? Why wouldn't you just keep talking at the same level? So the guards outside the Buckingham Palace, of course, are not the nice guards with the big furry bear hats on. They are people with automatic rifles, automatic weapons. And it's interesting, I dropped my voice there. Anyway, back on to what I can see. So outside of Buckingham Palace here, we've got this plethora now of tourists. I'm right in the midst of them, all taking photographs, many of them taking selfies. Many of them taking selfies and then taking selfies again. And this one again. Wonder how many times she takes a selfie before she's going to be happy with it. Another one there. No, still not happy. Holding it higher, chin slightly up. Keeping her voice down a bit now because obviously she's going to work out I'm talking about her. And that's it, there's the one that she likes. What was that, six attempts before she gets a selfie that she actually likes the look of. Oh boy, a lot of selfies going on. Very, very touristy around here. Lots of families doing stuff. So there's a flag flying above Buckingham Palace, but it isn't the Royal Standard. And for the royalist amongst you, oh, they know that my recording is about to end in 3 seconds. Okay, so this is Walking Through London Part 2. So I'm just learning to use this new thing called Anchor. And it's very interesting because it's like a sort of an audio Snapchat. I didn't realise you only got 5 minutes to do the recording. And I think I've just realised that your recording only lasts for 24 hours and then it runs out. So I'm going to do another 5 minutes, see how far I can get on my walk. So this time I'm starting at Buckingham Palace, the home of the Queen. Many of the royals hang out there. I'm sure Prince Philip enjoys hanging out there in his retirement, in his dotage. Good for him, retiring. Good for us. Prince Philip retiring. Good for foreign people visiting royal occasions, for Prince Philip and for Prince Philip visiting foreign places. Anyway, enough of that. Here we are. We are about to head from Buckingham Palace into Green Park. And I don't know about you, but see this thing now. Beep, 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 beep. I now see. I'm running. I've got 5 seconds to get across the road and into Green Park. I'm going for it. I'm pacing it out. Are you one of those people who, like me, when as soon as you see a countdown like that, you're determined to get across the road? Christine's completely opposite. Christine will be like, beep, 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 she'll slow down. What's the point in running? We'll just cross the road during the next sort of beeps. I'm like, this is the last time this is ever going to beep. It's the last time I'm ever going to get a chance to cross the road. So I'm going for it now. So here I am in Green Park. I do like Green Park. It's one of my favourite parks in London. Always a hive of activity, always lots of people. Nice crisscrossy paths all the way through. Real mixture of people. We've got the tourists, we've got the joggers, we've got people who are having a little sandwich. It's around at lunchtime here in London today, so they sat on the bench having a sarnie and a bit chat. We've got people who are feeding. What the heck are they feeding? Ah, they're pigeons. What? There's the thing. They're feeding pigeons. And seagulls have joined in. I thought it was going to be one of those cute things that you see in some London parks where you see somebody feeding something and it's a little squirrel and the squirrel goes up and they take a hold of the little nut or something in the person's hand and they have a little cute little nibble. But no, it's pigeons, or as my dad used to describe them, rats with wings. So yeah, we're walking through Green Park and this is another classic sight here. The tourist who has the, I don't know if you can hear it, they have the pulley bag, but one of the wheels is locked on. So it's not just pulling, it's pulling and scratching along. And you just wish that they would actually pull over, undo the little stone or whatever, because they've got to end up with a flat bottom on one of their wheels. And then when you get a flat bottom on one of the wheels, they're going to be dung, 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 dung for the rest of the life of the case. The reason I pointed that out was I was actually trying to think of something interesting to say about Green Park, and other than actually enjoying walking through and realising that normally when I walk through Green Park I'm quite silent. I just enjoy it, and having to talk all the time because you're doing a broadcast like this is a slightly unusual sensation. Over on my right hand side I can now see the Ritz Hotel. Little interesting fact about the Ritz Hotel: did you know that Margaret Thatcher died in the Ritz Hotel? Yes, she did. And the reason why was because her friends, towards the end of her life, paid for a room for her to go there to die because they didn't want her to die in Chelsea. Yes. That's interesting. So if you ever stay in the Ritz Hotel, just think you could be in what's now known as the Thatcher Death Room. Not the best theming of a room ever at the Ritz, but the Thatcher Death Room is available upon request. I wonder if I should actually put this out now, because that was a bit strange. But yes, apparently these are 5 minutes long, these little things, and I've been talking now for 4 minutes and 27 seconds, which gives me 30 seconds to decide, do I wrap it up now, or do I do one more? Yeah, I'm going to do one more. So this is going to be part two of three walking through London, and I'm going to have a little wander along Piccadilly with you next. So hope you're enjoying these. I'm quite enjoying recording them, having a little chat. It's like being on the phone with somebody with your headphones in. But there's 9 seconds left, so I'm going to say goodbye now. Listen to the next one coming up soon. Bye. So here I am How do you, I'm not sure even how you do this anymore. I'm trying to add an interlude. So if you heard music at the start of this one, then I've learned how to add what's called an interlude. A little bit of music at the start, but I don't think I have. So this is part three, the third and final part of me having a little walk through London. Oh gosh, I probably should have just learned how to use the app first, because now I think you have to slide your finger up from the bottom to lock in recording mode. That's it, I've done it, and I think I am adding background music, which is what they call an interlude. It's going to add new depth to my recording. New depth, do you get it? Are you getting new depth, or are you just hearing a bit of wind in the background? It's a little bit windy suddenly. So here we are, I'm about to arrive on to Piccadilly. So Piccadilly, obviously, if you play Monopoly, it's one of the most valuable properties, right next door to Mayfair, very much a part of Mayfair. It's an area that is, how would you describe Piccadilly? There's a few dreadful restaurants. There's some quite nice hotels, but it's the bits just off to the side that are really the most interesting, because the pieces off to the side, that's where you get sort of the hub and the bubble of what's going on in London. Some of my favourite places around here, Shepherd's Market. If you ever go to Shepherd's Market, there's some great places there. Some quite unusual restaurants, quite unusual things to look at and things to do. Right in the heart of Mayfair, tiny places, galleries pop up, do sell stuff for a couple of days and then disappear. You've got, what else around Piccadilly? Oh, Fortnum and Mason, great view. I think people talk about Christmas windows, and where was it now? Not Selfridges, the other one, just along in, should I do a pause and remember where it is? This is it, I'm back. I've remembered what I was looking for. This is good, actually, I pause. I don't know if you heard the pause. I actually just, did a couple of little things there while I was pausing. The particular shop I'm thinking about, Harvey Nichols, and then of course the big behemoth of Harrods down the way, spent millions. I mean, literally, I think Harrods window this year was something like £12 million, which sounds like a ridiculous exaggeration, but or it's just PR publicity. I don't know. That's what they reckon they spent on their window, £12 million, and they were rubbish. Pants. Sorry, let's be positive. They could have been a lot better. Whereas when you go into Fortnum and Mason's windows, they were beautiful. Not as good as Fenwick's and Newcastle. Fenwick window in Newcastle at Christmas. Always a big highlight for anybody in the North East. Well done to Fenwick for leading the way with that. But the interesting thing about Piccadilly is that probably the best shop, I would say, is good old Fortnum and Mason. All right, I'm right outside the Ritz. Should I see if I can get in with my jeans on? They don't let people in with jeans on. Let's just ask if I'm allowed to go in. Hello, can you come in for a coffee?
We're around the corner, so through the main entrance.
Through the main entrance. What's this entrance for?
It's a casino, sir.
The casino? Oh, I don't want to do that. Yeah, well, it's a casino, so I'm not going in there. I didn't even know there was a casino. Did you know there was a casino at the Ritz? I didn't. Have to go around the corner. I'll see if I can get in there with my jeans on. Right. That's brilliant. Didn't even need to say anything. Just pointed at my jeans and I turned around. I was responding to somebody just by pointing at my jeans, and I had to turn around. So that's it. Look, I've done my third one. My third one probably wasn't as good as my first or second one. So I'm having a go. I'm learning. I'm walking past the Woolsey here. Used to be brilliant. One of the best locations, some of the worst service. I don't want to finish on a negative. Let's finish on a positive. Thank you very much for listening. I am going to sign off now, and I hope you're enjoying Michael Hepp FM. Boom! Oh, boom, what a ridiculous thing to say at the end. What about just thank you?